Peter Cunnington pages through a magazine. On its glossy cover, a bearded man stands in a fast-flowing stream, his rod bent double, struggling to bring a hooked fish to the net. Cunnington describes fly fishing as one of his great passions.
Nothing gave me greater pleasure and tranquility than to walk up and down a bank, flicking a fly, sitting, watching what's going on, what insects are around now, do I need to change my fly, and then doing battle with one of those big boys that you could see just there, you could see him, lying under a leaf.
Cunnington's a patient at Wits Hospice in Halton, Johannesburg. At one end of his room is a vase filled with yellow, white and pink roses. Above his bed hangs a wooden cross, next to photographs of his grandchildren. The slight 69-year-old has advanced colon cancer. Just more than a year ago, a doctor told Cunnington he had a few months left to live. He remembers the feelings and questions that pulsed through his body and mind.
Shocked, angry, why me, Lord? And the whys, and the whys, and the whys, and the whys.
But shortly afterwards, Cunnington experienced what he calls a turnaround. A hospice counselor asked him if he was going to spend the rest of his life in bed, drinking coffee and reading the odd book, waiting to die. Cunnington says this approach forced him into a realization.
Life is all about choice. I can choose today to say, well, that's the end of the world, let me just curl up and die. Or I can choose to say, hang on, there's more in me yet. There's a difference.
Reference books, including dictionaries and notebooks, are piled on his bedside table. Cunnington's writing two books, one about his work teaching prisoners, the other a fictional account of farmers and their labourers in KwaZulu-Natal province.
I'm having a great deal of joy researching and getting stuff done. No, I am basically in a good place, not scared of dying. When the boss man says, come home, then I go home.
Cunnington says some people can't understand how he's able to be so positive, given that his life is hanging by a thread, as he puts it.
I have chased friends out of here like dogs because they're coming in with negative stuff. Don't come and talk negative stuff to me. Just give me.
Cunnington says others have badgered him to pray non-stop to be healed of cancer. For them, he says, he always has the same words.
In terms of my faith, I am healed already. This broken body or no broken body, I am healed. I know where I'm going. I'm at peace with myself. I'm at peace with my family. And I'm at peace with God. Know where I'm going.
He describes his condition as a blessing because it has forced him to recognize what's truly important in life.
I lived for last Sunday. Be at my mom's 90th birthday was for me something very, very special. And it was one of the goals I'd set myself, to be there. And my sister.
Cunnington adds it was amazing to hear his grandchildren sing for their great-gran.
Jesus loves the little children. There wasn't a dry eye out of 83 guests at that bash.
On weekday mornings, Cunnington wakes up to the sounds of a nearby play school. He says to have loved children is another of his life's immense privileges. But, as optimistic as he is, Cunnington acknowledges there are rare times when he feels negative. At such times, he says, he recalls one of the greatest moments in his life. It was about 40 years ago on the family farm, when his son insisted on going fishing on a blazing hot summer's day. Conditions under which trout are notoriously difficult to catch.
That boy came back at lunchtime that day with the two biggest trout ever caught at the farm. Aged 4 and a half he was. You have no idea how proud the dad was and what a fool I felt at the same time. And he said to him, no, you won't see your time.
In another world.
Inside his room at Wits Hospice, Cunnington listens to the radio, to the bittersweet, worn voice of Australian singer-songwriter Angus Stone. Cunnington's head rests on a pillow and he declares, "I'm not dying here, I'm learning how to live." Then a broad grin creases his face and he adds, "But I do hope the big man has a trout stream in heaven." I'm Darren Taylor for VOA News in Johannesburg.